Yeah, well, the overarching term is stress, and people are experiencing that as loneliness, confusion, and sometimes it comes out in subtle ways like, difficulty sleeping, irritability, and other topics that unrelated to social distancing.
Yeah, you actually, I think, have answered my next question, or at least a couple of examples. Maybe we can dig a little deeper. The
Sure.
signs we should look for, both as someone who thinks they might be suffering a little bit of, if not depression, just a tough, anxious time in our lives with the social distancing, or as family members, what signs can we look for if we see these folks, let's say, on a Zoom,
Yeah.
cast or something, and they just don't look quite as themselves, what kind of signs are there out there?
Well, certainly, if they just seem to be handling the normal kinds of things that they would handle in a way different sort of a way. And I think we need to be kind of kind with each other when it comes to Zoom, because it's an unnatural platform for us to be talking to each other on.
Right.
So, people are going to come across as a little differently. So, certainly, check in with others and say, "Hey, you doing okay? You seemed a little distant on Zoom today." And if they say, "Yeah, I'm okay. I'm just, it just feels weird to talk to other people that way," or, "Yeah, I'm okay. I just, I haven't put on makeup in an entire week." And
Right.
so it's like, just excuse my appearance. Yeah.
People are lucky if I put on pants some days,
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I mean, we joke, but you kind of have to do some things to at least maintain some sense of normalcy, to offset this cabin fever, this bout of depression, this bout of anxiety. What are some of the things we can do to help improve our mental state?
Well, keep to as close to a normal schedule as you possibly can. I saw a really great example of that, in my personal Facebook contacts. A friend of mine has an entire 2 pages worth of daily instructions for her kids typed up with, the agenda, because she noticed that her kids were starting to sleep in until noon and spend all of their time on electronic media. It's like, no. You've got to be up at a decent time. You've got to get some of the basics done, and that means, make your bed, brush your teeth, stay off of some of the electronics until it's time for recreation. And I think that applies for adults too. If you're finding that you're sleeping in until a really late hour, and your eating habits are completely off, and you're not putting on pants until you
See?
absolutely have to, then confront yourself and say, "Hey, I don't really need to sleep in until noon. How about if I set a reasonable wake up time and do the kind of things that I would basically do on a modified basis to get ready for work and to get ready for the day that I would normally have at home, if you're a homemaker or if you're a retiree. And then I'm going to keep to that schedule. If I go out for coffee at 9 o'clock every morning, I'm going to be making my coffee at home and sitting down with it at 9 o'clock in the morning. That helps to give us a sense of normalcy, a sense that, not everything has been blown up in our lives. It's the basically getting out of the house as frequently as we used to. That's been blown up, but that's going to go back to normal, and we need to be prepared for that when it does go back to normal.
Yeah, great advice. One final thought before we leave. Do you
Sure.
think people will have a tendency, because let's face it, food and shopping help satisfy
Yeah.
those pleasure receptors, if you will.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you think people should be conscious of the fact they may have a tendency to either overeat or overshop online in this situation?
Oh, definitely, definitely. I caught myself the other day. We had gone out to the store for some essentials, and I passed by the bakery, and I said to myself, "I need cake." Well, and I don't need cake. I
Oh, no,
wanted
no, I think
cake.
you were right. I think you are, honestly. I have the same thing with bacon. I need bacon.
Yeah. So, it's like, okay, yeah, that pop-up of some item that you think, "Oh, I really, really need to have that new handbag." It's like, okay, check yourself. It's like, do you really need a new handbag?
Right.
You probably don't.
Yeah.
If it's an essential of, something that you need for a project around the house to a fix it up project, of course. But do the half an hour or overnight rule. If you sleep on it and you still absolutely need that object, okay, go ahead and buy it. But if you don't, you've given yourself some time to think, no, that was just, it looked attractive. I was falling for advertising, but I don't need that object.
The eternal struggle of need and want.
Exactly. Right. Yes.
Dr. Molly Allen, River Park Psychology Consultants. Thank you so much. I think this is really important that people take a look at their unusual, temporary normal, if you will,
right,
and survive it the best we can.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you, JJ.